doing some preparations. If we can just dispose what we have before us as quickly as possible, all the better. And as a result, a consequence of that, there were two, or there are two items left, which is the Financial Management of Parliament Amendment Bill, and also the consideration and adoption of the Budget Review and Recommendation Report. The BRRR report is a bit urgent because we are actually lagging behind as the Finance Committee. I thought we should deal with this thing, and then next week, Tuesday, after National Treasury and whatever, then we deal with the Parliament, we finalize the Parliament Financial Management Amendment Bill. My take is that honourable members had the opportunity to go through the BRRR report. I know it was short notice. It came when? Yesterday? Yeah. In part, I delayed that report because I had to spend quite some considerable amount of time trying to edit what you see now. So it's a much improved version of the original document. So I thought we should look at this one, and if there are any amendments, amend and adopt the report so that we can allow the BRR process, BRRR process to unfold. I don't know when Parliament is actually rising, but I would have loved that this committee should finish its business by next week. So that if we have to do work, it's in support of other committees and to vote in Parliament or in the House. But I don't think we should stretch ourselves beyond next week in terms of our program, really, if we can be able to push these pieces of legislation through. Agreed that we look into this BRRR report. Where is the content advice? Oh, Uchagas. Chairman. 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 Chairman has a page. We didn't announce, you know, some people are busy working out there. Honorable Liangas was elected the chairman of SANCO, which is one of the alliance partners of the ruling party over the weekend in Eastern Cape. So congratulations. Make sure that communities demonstrate and expresses their dissatisfaction within and accepted norms of democratic processes. Yeah, that's the leadership that we ask you to provide. Thanks. And congratulations for that. Page. We've got National Treasury and Stats, I say. National Treasury introduction, which is a mandate, methodology, and all those kind of things. Any comments on that? That's page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page 5, page 6, yeah, you can.
say, just with regards to the expenditure per program, asset and liability management, and real percentage change of 911.18%. It's an excessive increase, and that also in the first paragraph just below the table. The overall budget of the National Treasury was increased by 21.4%, and the vast majority of the growth was a result of this 967.81% increase. Page 6. Yes. It's a notable change, and I would just like to have more information with regards to it. And perhaps also the technical support and development finance, the purpose of the increase of 31%. Two major increases, 911% and 31%. Thank you, sir. It's asset and liability management on page 6. The percentage increase is 911.18%. And technical support and development finance, the increase is 31.65%. If I can have information with regards to the percentage increases, that's excessive. I'll appreciate it.
Alan, do you have any comment or... Yeah. We haven't heard your voice.
Right.
Just see you sitting there most of the time.
Thanks, Chair. Honourable Ross will find that information on page 20. It refers to the 800 million rand transfer to the Land and Agricultural Development Bank. It's basically transfers. Page 20 will give you more detail as to what's happening.
Transfers to?
Land and Agricultural Development Bank.
Yeah. Land Bank?
Yeah, and we've got Postbank and the DBSA.
Yeah. I think we should qualify some of these observations. It is important because if we just speak about massive increases without saying what was it for, it may not sit well, you know, in the public, if somebody, because it's going to be a public document. Are you clarified, Honorable Ross? Yeah. Okay. Can we make sure that you capture that, Helen? Page 7. Page 9, page 10.
Can I take you back to page 9 before? All right. Thank you, Chair. Just the first paragraph. The concern is the fact that nearly 10%, 26.5 million of the allocated budget for 2011-12 were unspent. Perhaps a clarification with regards to that. And then still the program registered an improved 7.2%, 23 million shortfall in expenditure. Just an explanation with regards to the two amounts, if possible.
Brandon, did you have that?
Yes. I don't have the detail on me, David, but
okay.
those were the reported shortfalls.
Okay.
Chairperson, I was not here when this was done, so I will not ask questions about it, but can I just say, Treasury is not here, so I don't think we can ask these type of questions Honourable Ross is asking.
Oh.
We must now look at our report and say, are we happy with the context of the
yeah.
report and better it? But we can't ask now technical questions. I I know, you know, you would like to do it, but I think it's unfair. He can't speak on behalf of the president.
Okay. You fine?
I'm fine, thank you. Just clarification of some of the content that we discussed.
Yeah.
If possible.
Okay, Brandon, I've been bailed out. Must buy a drink for Honorable Korenwolf. No, wine is for members of the cellar. We're on page 11. Page 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, conclusions and recommendations, 40. I think that's where the committee should spend some time. These are the recommendations, honorable members. Honorable Harris, welcome back. We are now on recommendations.
Sorry.
Okay. That's page 40. Any comment on the recommendations on this page? The first one is that the minister should clarify why the corporate services unit did not achieve its ICT-related performance target, considering the unit's relatively large budget of 107.2 million, and should detail how the department intends to ensure that the unit improves its performance. I don't think we've got problems with that recommendation. Bullet point two, and up. Honorable Luyange?
In page 39, Chair, an observation regarding the use of sick leave by senior managers in the department. I think we need explanation around there. We have 166 employees using sick leave, and then to a loss of 100 working days. And then also the one that relates to an employee who did not work for 365 days at a cost of 649,000. So we need explanation around.
Okay. Can you capture that as part of the recommendations? On page 40, in terms of these recommendations, I'm moving to page 41. Program 2, detail its progress with regards to finalizing its full suite of proposals relating to retirement reforms. This is a good way of phrasing it. What is full suit?
It does
is accurate, Chair. Full suite of proposals, it means a full set, basically. But in slightly better English, I guess.
And now let's put it simple. Full set. Yeah. Program 3, recommendation. It's okay. All right. Program 4. This one, we are repeating it, it's okay. Program 4 is fine. Program 5. Program 6. Program 7 is fine. Program 8. Honorable Harris.
Program 8, we have a $300 million underspend on the Employment Creation Facilitation Fund. I think we should ask for a report on that.
$300 million unspent?
In the AENE, it's on page 76.
Okay, we can only, I'm not sure. You say it's in the book, estimate. Okay. All right, that's program 8. We need an explanation of that under expenditure. The point that was earlier raised by Honorable Liang on the last page,
Chair was giving details of what needs to be reported in the House on the programs, and point two, it's what we are raising, Chair.
What I'm raising?
Should ensure that all programs have been made, blah, 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 then it goes down to point three. Point three is another point. That's what I'm trying to do. It's not under program 8.
Oh. It's true. You know, I'm trying to read this program 8 and how it links to this point 2, point 3 and all that. Because it's not linked. Yeah. explain. I was just lost a bit.
Chair, thank you very much. The only thing that I've got a problem there is in that preamble statement which talks about within 90 days.
This report should be submitted within 90 days of the adoption of this report by the House. I'm advised by the what do you call these people in Parliament? They call them staff, the desk, what? The table staff. I have my table staff here. Table staff says it's a standard procedure. Yeah, you can extend it, but I think it's fine, 90 days. It's 3 months. All right. Okay. Honorable Ross.
Are you done with the report, or can we still make a recommendation?
Well, if we're done, we're on page 41. In fact, the point I was raising under point 3, 42. No, we're done with 42. Do you have anything on 42? Okay.
I think we need to delete the question mark on the fourth to last line. We need that explanation. It shouldn't be phrased as a question.
Okay, fine. Agreed? Page 43. That's the point that Honorable Lianga raised earlier on about the justification about 365 and all those kind of things. So just see how you marry the two. Point of emphasis. Point number 4. Okay, consultants. Also, the report should be submitted within 90 days. Any other recommendation, honorable members?
Thank you.
Honorable Ross.
Chair, with regards to the oversight on the Government Employment Pension Fund, I note that we haven't seen the institution during the year. Can I make it as a recommendation that that we will enhance our oversight role, that they will make a presentation to this committee, and also the land bank, I believe, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah. We can't make that a recommendation. It is our responsibility. I think we had agreed that we should find time and space to deal with those outstanding institutions. Can we adopt the report with these few amendments? And its recommendations, honorable members. Yeah.
I move for the adoption of the report with all the amendments.
Seconder? Honorable Harris, second. Just a general point for the researcher and those who help. You know, in terms of sequencing, how we deal with reports, I'm not contesting the contents of the report. And I think it has to do with how we plan our things as a committee. When we deal with an annual report, the assumption is that we have approved the strategic plans as a committee. They presented, we have agreed. Now, to enable ourselves to do a proper work when we deal with the annual report, I think it is important that over and above the analysis from the researcher or the research unit of the annual report, which members should actually give themselves to read, must precede the annual report presented by National Treasurer, so that when we pose questions, it is out of that researched information. Secondly, I think it will be important that you get the Auditor General's report before we deal with the annual report. Because issues raised in there must find their way through the committee in terms of dealing with the annual report. It will make our reports look much cleaner, even the recommendations. I'm saying this because somewhere in the document, we speak about National Treasurer's vague targets, cannot be measured because it's vague and all those kind of things. What it implies is that the committee approved vague plans. So it's a reflection on us more than a reflection on National Treasury. So I'm just saying those kind of things. And if in the final analysis of doing your amendments, there is a need to look into those kind of language issues, just to keep our side clean as a committee, we kind of have been seen to have approved strategic plans that are very vague. And later on we say we can't measure this thing because it's vague. How did we come across that, you know? So I thought I should just make this general point. Thank you, honorable members. As agreed, we'll meet... oh, my God. You know, I saw a judge walking out of his bench, so... Can we take steps, honorable members? What is that? Page 1. Let's just correct 2011-2012 on page 1 under methodology. Page 2. Any corrections? Page 3. Blasephir.
It's just a numbering issue, Chair.
Yeah.
On page 4.
On page 4. Yeah. Which numbers were record?
It's
6, 7.3.
Yeah, that's the one.
Should be 6, 7.
Just 6.1.
All right. Page 5. 6. All right.
Let's change the number issue there. 7.7. Supposed to be 6.7.
Okay, you've taken note of that. That's page 5, eh? Page 6. Page 8. Page 7, sorry.
On the top is a numbering issue.
Okay, numbering. You've solved that. Page 12. Page 13. That's deliberations. Just capturing the responses by Stats SA. Page 14, can we deal with conclusion and recommendations? Very short recommendations.
Jefferson, can I just ask a question? On page 13, there was no explanation with regard to the entertainment budget that went up. Maybe it was just because maybe it was because of the census year, I don't know. And then also on page 14, you know, to spend 32 million on insurance where they were only entitled to do 200,000. Can we just accept that response? Simply like that. This is a grossly over expenditure on their side.
What do you recommend, Honorable Goranov? I agree on the entertainment budget. To remember, we raised this, and they said they were going to provide, and it has not forthcoming. Let it go into the report. And then on the 32 million?
Yeah, you know, they only entitled to spend 200,000, but then they say in future the institution would be looking into its insurance policy and seeing how it could be reviewed. And there's a huge difference between 200,000 and 32 million.
Yeah.
I don't think we can accept that so easily.
Ken? I think the committee demands or should request a detailed explanation on this particular matter. Agreed? Yeah. Honourable Harris?
Thanks, Chair. I think the other thing that wasn't clarified, despite our request that it should be, is if you look on page 11, there's an item under investigations where the 2011 audit report referred to a payment of 35 million rand. Then we asked, you'll see on page 13, the committee asked for an update on that. And then we weren't given it. So I think in the same vein as your proposal you've just made now, we should ask for a report or update on the situation with that investigation into the 35 million.
Can you give that background also to say, because the 35 million is not being raised for the first time, and the issue of entertainment also has not raised for the first time. We have requested that information. It has not been forthcoming. And in the light of the fact that we have not received the required information, we therefore request that this information should be, All right. Okay. Honourable Ross?
On the same lines, Chair, the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, can we ask for an explanation with regards to the 6.7 million, and which was later on just a deduction of 1.9 million, but I think we need an explanation with regards to such a huge amount as well, if possible.
Well, where there's money terms, explanations are not needed if we don't have. So we need it. All right, capture that. That, we're on page 14. We'll come to the end. I put before the committee recommend that we adopt this report with its amendment. Any mover? Honorable Harris, followed by Honorable Ross. Thank you, Honorable members. As said, we'll meet next week and then we'll deal with the remaining item and other items. So far, I think we've done very well under the circumstances today. Delayed a little bit there and there, but was for a valid cause. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Sorry, is next week our last meeting, our last week of committee meeting?
Earlier on, before you came, I said I am not very certain about the parliamentary program, but if it was according to my wish, and my wish still remains, that the committee should try to finish its official business in terms of committee work next week, so that if there are other activities that we need to be involved in, it's not because it's mandatory in terms of our committee work. I think we've had enough hours to deliberate on our own program, unless there's something very, very pressing that will force us to go beyond next week. We'll do that. And even the programming committee are trying to program that in such a way that our business should actually, by the end of next week, so that we deny you the opportunity, Honorable Harris, to give me problems anymore. Thank you, Honorable Members.